I don't really have any vivid desires within me right now. And when we say, well, what do you want? They have a hard time articulating it. And so it's easier for them to talk about what they don't want than what they want, because they haven't really trained themselves into that high discernment of desire. So we will sometimes begin offering suggestions. Well, do you want a good relationship? And they'll say, oh, I have that. We'll say, well, do you want more money? And often they'll say, well, I have plenty of money, or I'm satisfied with where I am. And what we notice is they think that when we are talking about desire or wanting, that we're talking about things not yet achieved. In other words, they'll say, oh, I don't want that. I've already got that. And we want you to begin to accept that you always want joy, and you always want connection, and you always want passion. And you all, in other words, what you want are experiences that evoke that from you. What you want are relationships that evoke that from you. In other words, you are coming into this discernment through the perspective of non-physical energy. The subtleties of creation are becoming less obvious to you the more you move up the emotional scale and the closer to the good feeling into the scale that you reside on a regular basis. Does that make sense to you? And it's what our friend was sort of getting at the beginning of the day when he was talking about the things that gave him the feeling of passion before don't ring his bells in the same way. And we say, you have to be able to practice your discernment of your emotions in a more keen way in order to keep yourselves joyfully riding that wave of evolution of desire. In other words, people who are really having a hard time with money really think that winning the lottery is going to bring them total joy. And it never, ever does, because it isn't a void that can be filled with money. It is a void that can only be filled with vibrational alignment with who you really are, you see. So we took this a bit beyond what you were actually reaching for. We just want to say there's no such thing as stuck, but there is less than keen awareness of where your vibrations are. And the more keenly you're able to sense what you're feeling, the more satisfaction you will take in those subtle movements. Do you understand?
Yes.
So it's easy to say, oh, well, I would rather feel good than bad. That's easy to say. And it's easy to say, I would rather love than hate. That's easy to say and easy to understand. But it's less easy to understand that I would rather have knowing than believing, or I would rather have believing than hoping, because the feelings of those emotions are more subtle. You see what we're getting at? Because belief, hope feels pretty darn good. Hope in relationship to doubt feels really good. But belief in relationship to hope is a more subtle difference. And knowing in relationship to belief is a more subtle difference. And there is no ending to the vibrational movement that you can have. In other words, when you tune in to the vibration of your source and you experience on an ongoing basis the passion that the source within you feels, you'll know what we're talking about. But do you know what gives? First time. Do you know what gives source the energy stream for that ever-increasing joy and love and appreciation? Can you guess? Your willingness to bang around here in the physical form, giving birth to the rockets. What about that? In other words, don't you now understand your part in all of this in a more powerful way? Don't you understand that you came forth to explore contrast in order to parlay, in order to expand, in order to evolve, in order to cause the becoming of that which is source? And aren't you beginning to get it, that life is about that creative edge? And hasn't this entire day been about not trying to just get over there to the final place and be there, but about the joy of the movement from wherever you are to the next place? You see what we're getting at? It's the joy of the movement to the next. It's the joy of the movement to the next that life is all about. It's never been about the